Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
Get answers for Chrissy. Alex, Sarah, say hi to Chrissy.
Hi.
What's up, Chrissy?
Hi.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Going.
Aw. Well, tell us a story about Everett, and we'll see if we can try to help you get some answers.
Okay, that would be awesome. We just started dating like a couple weeks ago. I was pretty pumped about it just because, you know, COVID and everything. So now that I'm fully vaccinated, I've, you know, been going out and I met Everett. So I thought things were going great. And then our last date, which was this past weekend, I met some of his friends. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was pretty cool. And we all hung out and playing games. And it was just super fun. And I had a great time. And then, like, he just kind of petered out. Like, I got, like, one or two texts on Monday and Tuesday. And then it was just nothing, like just ghosted.
Yeah,
like no.
That sucks after all that.
Yeah, and I feel like I sound okay, right? Like I.
No, you sound adorable. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I'm just confused.
Chrissy, let's just not speculate. Let's give Everett a call and see what he says. Okay.
Okay.
All right, hang on. Everett?
Yeah.
Hi, good morning. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're on the radio this morning with Mix 94.7. Calling you for a segment we call Waiting by the Phone. It's where we help people that have been ghosted try to find some answers, get a little closure. And full disclosure, Chrissy is on the phone. She's the reason we're calling you. And we're not taking anyone's side here. We just want to help her find out. She said she has had some really good times with you, and you guys had a little game night at your house, and unfortunately, you have slowly vanished.
Well, hi, everyone.
Hi.
He's like, huh?
So did something go wrong? I mean, did she say or do something that upset you? Or what's the reason why you vanished?
Okay, well, so, I mean, things were pretty good to start. But I guess it got kind of weird once she was around all my friends. I thought it was just going to be a fun casual game night with the friends, but that was not the case at all. I was actually pretty embarrassed and uncomfortable with the way she was acting.
How was she acting?
She was getting really, really, really competitive. Like, I had no idea that she was going to be like that. I mean, we were playing a game called Nerds, right? It's like a competitive solitaire.
Okay.
And it's kind of hard to explain, but basically, it's an all-out race to get your card down first, and she was just aggressive to the max, man. Like, at first, it was hot, right? And then it was not, because her anger just started to get over the top, and we had to stop the game because she was getting so upset and competitive.
Chrissy?
Yeah?
What's that?
It's so funny. She's like, yeah?
Does this sound familiar?
I mean, I don't know. Were you threatened that a girl was beating?
Oh, here we go. All right. Here we go.
Guys, see what I mean? Like, already she's getting kind of defensive and stuff. And, like, every game ended up with her being angry, and we had to stop the game, and she left the room because somebody wasn't playing by the rules. I mean, she even got mad at me for making a mistake. And, like, I'm a pretty chill guy.
Well, I mean, that was a massive mistake you made. I mean, we lost that round.
Oh, man.
I get it, but, like, we don't need to take it that seriously. It's just, you know, some friends playing a game. She was trying to give us the whole history on nerds and everything. Like, I guess it was founded in the 1800s or something. I don't know.
Oh, I've never even heard of it. Wow. Yeah.
Okay, well, in my defense, I just want to say that when I show up to a game night, I am there to win. Like, that is just how
it's
it
fair.
Goes. Like, I mean, and I have fun doing it, but it's like, yeah, I get competitive.
That didn't feel fun.
I'm always jealous of the people who get really competitive, that they're winners. You know, when they come in, they're like, we're winners. I'm on the more submissive side. I'm like, okay, you can win. I don't care that much.
I'm like that. As I'm sure you all know, I want to win. I want to win. I want to try to win everything.
Play to win.
Right.
The Bookers, we're winners.
Yeah. Right. That's right. That's what I tell my family.
Otherwise.
Yeah.
That's
but
funny.
I can understand if you're one of those people that just not that competitive. Someone that is uber competitive might be a little too much for you. And it sounds like that's a situation, Everett.
Yeah. It was just too much for me. Like, I want to relax with my friends, just joke around a little bit. If, you know, we take a little time and we make a mistake, we can laugh about it. I don't want somebody just, you know, turning red in the face because, you know, the wrong card's laid down or something.
It does make game night more fun. It's always fun to have one of those in the mix, though.
Right. Clearly not, though, with them.
Well, I mean, if someone is going to be super competitive, I want them on my team. You know what I mean? I don't want to play against the person that's super competitive.
Yeah, Everett, never mind. I didn't want to be with you anyway. I've now found a new person who's going to be on my team.
Oh, she's going with Brad.
Wow.
Hey, y'all are winners.